At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Welcome to the Real Talk Podcast, where the goal is to better our understanding through conversation. Communicating our feelings, our thoughts, or our opinions could be some of the easiest or it could be some of the hardest things to do. But by communicating, we begin to form new perspectives. So throughout the various topics and opinions we discuss on our podcast, we hope that we can add value, understanding, and maybe a few laughs to your day. We appreciate you guys listening and enjoy the show.
I'm almost thinking about putting this in a format in which it's like I stand before the court and I'm defending black folk. But it's almost like I'm thinking about putting this together in a way in which it's going to be addressed. It's going to be addressed to the country as though the defendant is black folk, but now exposing the wrongs done to the black folk by the country. You see what I'm saying? So,
like a cross examination?
Yeah. So, like, I'll tell you, I give you this one little part right here. So, I'm going to go into it and I'm like, you know, allow me to put its indecencies up under the scope. So, like, when I hit that,
right,
I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to say, I will now serve you a taste of what's familiar by reading you, you know, by reading you your Miranda rights. And so now you have the right to remain silent. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to start going at it like that.
That's all right.
And yeah, as I'm doing that, it's like now you forced to really like see things from my perspective of the things we got to go, the many things we got to go through and just, you know what I'm saying? Like that's how I'm thinking about doing it.
Nah, I think that'd be dope, man. Like I like that concept.
Yeah.
How'd you, what made you think about that? Doing it like that?
Because this part just kind of hit me at the, you know, at the end.
Let me ask you this. Like, what is your, like, how do you, does that affect you a lot? The, black experience?
Of course, man.
Why though?
Because I live it. Why do you? I breathe it.
But I like, do too, but I don't care that much, if that makes sense. Like, for me, what I'm saying is like,
no, but
like, I don't know if you, correct me if I'm wrong. Do you feel it meaning like, what's the dude, the Harlem Renaissance black dude? He moved to Paris. He did that interview with the light skinned lady back in the 70s. Remember, we had did it on a podcast.
I'm trying to remember. I got an idea who you're talking about, but I can't remember his name.
He smoked cigarettes. You know what I'm talking about, though, right?
It seems real familiar to me, man. But right now, I can't even sit there and say that I definitely remember.
But he seemed like he wears it. Like, do you wear it or is it just like you feel it?
I mean, to be real with you, to wear it long before you wear something, you got to feel it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you, a joker don't just wake up and say, you know what I'm saying? You feel what it is that you feel like putting on for that day. But then you wear it. You know what I'm saying? And oftentimes when you wear something, you don't wear it with, you can't be timid when you wear something. Because if you timid and you ain't even wearing it with confidence, you're going to get roasted. You know what I'm saying? Roasted. Like, honey nut roasted. You know what I'm saying? You wear, like, it's crazy because certain things, people might be bugging, you know, they might get the bagging on you. But then it don't matter how much they get the bagging on you or trying to trash you about what it is that you got on. The more people start looking and say, man, hey, but bro really don't care. Hey, it's crazy. The man look mad tacky, but it works for him. Right, and like, right, the more you look at it, you're like, yo, man, I forget what you talking about, man. That's that, hey, that's Buddy, man. That's him. Like, it's like, at that moment, he transcends. It's like, the outfit doesn't wear him.
Right.
He wears the outfit. You see what I'm saying?
I can see that.
It's like, he stands out within his own skin.
Right.
But all of that, it can't happen unless you win from within. And it's like, you know, to win from within is that's translated over to, you know, you winning with self. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't matter what somebody else think. At the end of the day, it's just you and your own experience. And now you introducing the world to your experience. This is how I, you know, eat, sleep, or breathe my experience. Now, feel my experience.
Right.
You know, if you question it, come ask me.
Right.
Otherwise, right. You know, it don't matter what you think. Because I'm gonna continue to wear my thoughts.
I can respect that. I can respect that, man. Is it my how do you is it when you hear the negative things, like the what's the word I'm looking for? The people, like, we get underhanded. Mm-hmm. How does that affect you with that?
To get slighted?
Yeah, like as a whole. Cause like I look at it as like, bro, that's just what it's a part of the game. Like,
I mean,
it's a part of the,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But you think about this here. If you constantly look at it like, yeah, man, that's part of the game. Then to be honest with you, when are you ever setting yourself up for a win?
That is the win, though, because.
But to me, it's not. If we just constantly saying it is what it is, it's like, man, it takes oftentimes, man, in life, it takes that person that finally gets fed up.
Mm-hmm.
And that brother say, you know what, man, forget, nah, it ain't going down like that today. You know what I'm saying? Like, even, I guess, during slavery time, somebody, you know, everybody was terrified of getting whipped. But then somebody said, man, we going to get whipped regardless, man, forget it. I'm going to speak up today.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But it's like that becomes a transcendent moment in time in which now things shift a little bit, you know. Otherwise, it's the same old, and nothing ever changes. But now, from that moment, somebody deciding, you know, I'm going to stand up to bullying. I'm going to stand up to, you know, inequality. I'm going to be a trailblazer today. Or not even the mindset of wanting to be a trailblazer. However, I need to speak. I feel moved to speak. And I don't even, I never hardly speak. It's like, it's moments like that. And the moment that brother opened up his mind and actually speak, people listen because he don't ever say nothing.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
I understand that. Now, let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
What about common themes? Like, for instance, slavery, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's a common theme. And do you think that gets played out or do you think that gets overused? Because that's my fear. It's like, it's used as a crutch instead of a move, a forward move.
My thing is this here about that. Oftentimes when you think about it, you will know it if it's being used as you said, a crutch, or if it's just, you know, you will know if it's out of place. Anything, you know, anything that's out of place, you pick up on it quick. You're like, yo, why is he here? You know, like,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I feel you on that.
You know, like it'll be like you and I in a room, the cameraman in the room, and then you just got this random dude in the room. Like, bruh.
Doing too much.
Yeah, like,
I feel you on that.
Why?
Yeah, I feel you.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's one of the moments where you saying everything right and then all of a sudden, somebody do extra. Yeah. And then all of a sudden you're like, bruh, you was killing it. Why?
I feel you on that.
But yeah.
Nah, I was curious, man. And you know what's crazy is I like the way you articulated what you said, because it's like, okay, I'm going to ask this man this question and let me see if it's just evoked off emotion or if he actually can describe why he did that.
Because
that's a lot that goes into correction and policing. It's like, stand on your decision, but you got to be able to reason why you did what you did.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? Now, that gets tricky, especially when you're talking about uses of force and things like that. So it's just like, I wanted to ask you just to see where your mind was at. Like, cause I didn't know,
mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Cause I know as long as I've known you, you're real passionate about that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I don't know sometimes because the water gets murky,
mm-hmm.
with, you got people that goes to the extreme. You got people that don't say anything. Then you got people, like you said, that do it right. And it's like, okay, between doing it right and the extreme, you got every variation in between that.
You know, like, what's interesting, and it's funny because it's going full circle now. Like, for example, we were talking about before, you know, we were talking about the Kendrick Lamar halftime show,
mm-hmm.
at the Super Bowl. So you talking about when you go extreme and then you doing it just right. Perception is often, it's ever changing. It's it's fluid like water, you know. But the thing about it, which body of water are you looking at? You know what I'm saying? That really is.
You're saying it's like it blends.
Yeah, it's like that invokes your whole perception anyways, depending on, you know, what body of water you're looking at. Now, somebody could have been looking at Kendrick Lamar's halftime show at the Super Bowl as, oh, like this man is out here. Like, man, we are in the ocean right now, and this man is making tidal waves. So now they're looking at it from an extreme, you know, a extreme cultural moment in time, a cultural moment in time that directly links to our, you know, our history, the history of hip hop. And people, like, they judge it by that standard, which is to them a grand standard. Some might judge it as a grand, you know, from a grand standard or a grand perspective simply because it's the Super Bowl, and they look at that already as it's a grand showcase. You right, see what I'm saying?
The biggest.
Yeah.
Now, you know what? The halftime show, I think he did it right. Like, to me, I was happy with it, man. And I didn't see it till like 2 weeks ago. But what's that show? What's the song, man?
They're not like us.
The video, bro, was dope. And I like how he put the...
You say the video, you mean like the look, the aesthetics of, you know...
Like the music video.
You saying you looked at that 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
I watched the Super Bowl halftime performance, and then you looked at the video itself.
And
okay.
I was like, I thought that was dope the way he... I remember that theme, the clown. I forgot his name, man, but he real big in Compton. Oh, he real big in California. I don't know where you're from. But like... I think that was dope the way he incorporated the dancers to it, man. They were doing like that. You know what I'm saying? That was hard, bro. I think that was dope. I think he did it right.
So, okay. So, in your case, so your perception tells you he did it justice.
Yeah, man. It was dope.
So, you know, some will look at that. I'm just saying, you know, you're going to look at it one way. You got to look at it the other way as well. Some will look at it and some will say it was too black. And the crazy part about it, that's what made the performance so dope to me. Anything somebody could have thought about from a negative standpoint, it was already in it. It was already in the halftime. It was baked in.
Mm-hmm.
And what I mean by that, who played the role of the negative thoughts within America?
Yo, you know,
Samuel.
Man, after that movie though,
D. Jangle.
Bruh, I like know he got murdered with hate comments. But I know he got this.
Yeah, you know.
But that was a dope movie.
Yeah.
That was a dope movie, man.
And it's like, man, I can't stand the N-word, but like putting it all into contents, especially, you know, like within that scene. Who that nigga on that neck?
Right,
you know,
right. I see what you're saying. Yeah, that was dope. I see what you're saying. Yeah, to have that image. I see what you're saying.
And so, like, that's why, really and truly, Kendrick already understood. If I'm about to go into an uncomfortable type of setting, if I'm going to create this uncomfortable type of atmosphere, then if I'm the one creating it, I might as well have the nozzle to control it. So
yeah, I respect that man.
And that's what it is, man. It's like that. That's the most important thing sometimes. It's like not running away from it, but sometimes, again, going back to being comfortable in your skin, you win from within. So if you already know that you can, you know, you controlling this, if you creating the atmosphere, then really and truly that should be under your control.
Now, I think that's a true statement, man. And you're going to get hate on every level.
Exactly.
Like, even with this podcast. Like, this is the smallest it'll probably ever be, in my mind, right? But even on this level, we're getting hate. Comments, things like that. So it's like, you're going to get hate with anything, man. You can't please everybody.
What I say about that, when you get hate, you know, and I don't even, you know what? Forget the terminology hate within this, you know. But when you get negative comments or feedback, whatever, you know, for all I know, who are we to say that is negative or is hate? You know, it's simply feedback. And all feedback does not look the same. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. And we have to be we have to be respectful of other people's content. And you know what I'm saying? And in return, we ask for the same, right? There's a right way and a wrong way to do all things. However, you know, some people gonna go off script regardless. You can't control that.
Go off script. Yeah, that off script. Everything.
Yeah. But, you know, number love to them, you know.
Can I say something on that?
Go ahead.
I think that it's two parts to that, too, because it's like you mentioned feedback, right? And I think, like, when you put yourself out there, first of all, you inviting that into it.
Yeah.
It was like a quote, I'm butchering it, but it's a quote from 50 Cent. He was like, you can't wish for the success and the fame and forget about hate and jealousy. Or envy and jealousy or something like that. And it's true, man. It's a pair.
Yeah.
So, like, that's the first part. And then the second part is, like, it is feedback. Like, you got to check yourself and see, like, if this applies, if this don't apply.
Yeah.
But it's going to come, man. Hate going to come, man.
Yeah.
Regardless.
And the thing about it, man, it's all about how you greet it, you know.
Yeah, track back.
It's like, man, when I coach, I used to tell the players, man, and this probably went over a lot of them, you know, a lot of their heads. But I told them, I said, man, don't cheat yourself. Greet yourself. And like when you think about it, don't cheat yourself. Greet yourself. It's like a lot of times it's the greeting we run from. Because ultimately we looking at a way to cheat ourselves because we don't really want to go through that. I don't want to face that issue. So I'm about to cheat this. You know what I'm saying?
Thanks.
Yeah. But again, sometimes we go looking for the shortcut and then that wind up becoming a long version or the extended version of what could have been. I'm not saying it would have been a seamless transition because oftentimes when you're going through things, it is a bit challenging, but it's challenging because it creates growth. You know, it creates those moments in which those impactful moments in which now you can, how can you ever be a successful teacher if you couldn't even be a successful student?
100%, bro.
But a lot of that starts with just simply being able to, you know, go through something, learn from your experience. Sometimes just, you know, closing your mouth, man, and just opening your ears, you know, things like that. And from that point, you'll find yourself in a league in which you are excelling, you know. And then from that point, it's like now I like to look at it for me. I'm just speaking to myself now. I don't never think I ever want to classify myself as a master. I don't, because it's always something to learn. And I want to always be a student of the game. I always want to be redefining myself. You know, I always want to be I want to have a big bag. You know what I'm saying? I want to, within my bag, I want to be able to have, you know what I'm saying, parts from over here, parts from over there. And you know what I'm saying? It's all, at the end of the day, no, I'm not trying to steal from the right side or the left side. However, I just want to be able to blend a little diversity in it because if I can do that, then guess what? I can speak to both sides.
Nah, I believe. You know what I mean? I definitely understand that, man. I think the greet yourself part is big, too, because Snoop Dogg had, like, when he accepted an award one time, he was like, I just want to thank me. And, like, well, I think that was hard, bro. Like, for real.
No, but sometimes, real talk, though, when you think about that, bro, like, and I don't mean to cut you off, man. When you think about it, it's easy, bro. It's easy not to. You'll mess around, man, and you don't know how important self is sometimes because self can ultimately turn you away from the bigger things in life simply because one small thought, I'm scared.
Yeah.
Or maybe I should do it the way that they want me to do it, you know? And you just become yet another pawn or yet another, run of the mill, factory made individual.
Mm-hmm.
But now they're like, this brother ain't even got no personality.
That's real though, man. I think that's something that I think goes with like self-improvement, things like that, man. Like I just think like, you know, that's a big thing. Greet yourself. You know what I mean? It starts with self. Like, okay, cool. And then that started the whole process on its own. How am I talking to myself? You know what I'm saying? Some people be talking crazy.
Reckless.
You know, it's a reckless, bro. You know what I'm saying? But nah, that's real, man. I just thought, I wanted to ask you that, man, just see where it went. But that was dope, man.
I appreciate that question, man. Like, yeah, you definitely, man, the impromptu, you know, you caught me off guard with it, but, you know.
Nah, I think that's big too, though, because like you're able to, I restate it, man. Like you're able to articulate it, man. A lot of times I feel like, why do we do what we do? And it's like, okay, you hear that. But then you ask yourself, why do I do it? And then can I explain that? You know what I'm saying? Because that's big too, man. Like when you were able to explain something, it means that it meant something, or like it was important, it was impactful, like it had meaning to it.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So I think that part is real big. And I don't mean to have to be super deep every time. You know what I'm saying? But it's just like, it's important to be able to do that.
It is, man. And, you know, in a case going back to what you were talking about, for me, man, growing up, like, my mother introducing me, you know, my mother, I guess I'm going to go in and I don't normally talk about my mother, you know, in on this particular podcast or whatever. But, you know, just, you know, look down, you know, memory lane for her. My mother was a social worker, and like growing up, and life was different, man. Like we was exposed to some things, bro, like as a youth. Like I remember, people don't understand, man, like it's certain jobs that exist that's like people look at it like the scum of the earth. Like let's just
facts.
It's just like, yeah, like and I think social workers a lot of times, man, they get a bad rep sometimes, man. Anything that people that you know, people that push the you know, the trash truck around, man, people look at them, and even I feel like sometimes with them, they get more mercy than other people, you know. But it's like, man, you think about the White House, and I'm not trying to make this too political, so I'm gonna say what I need to say, and I'm skating past this. But let's just say you endure 4 years of a president that their standard is not up to par. Now, as long as those 4 years can feel, sometimes them 4 years can feel like a decade.
Right.
But you make it past those 4 years, and now all of a sudden, here comes the next person. And like, really, they got one of the messiest jobs that could exist. Even when you putting in a trash, you know, a trash person, it's like you look at it, and I do apologize because, you know, sanitation worker, let's call it, you know what it is. But when you look at you weigh a sanitation worker versus the president sometimes, and what he's taking on, like this man really has, like he could have the nastiest job. Yeah. You know, he dealing with a lot of trash. You got to figure out, okay, I got to tackle this. This man has his hands full. But I say all of that to say this, like my mother, man, when I was younger, man, I don't know if other kids felt like this, man, but it sometimes when questions would arise in class about like, what does your parent do? And like sometimes I used to get kind of, you know, apprehensive to even answer that. Whew. So it's like all of a sudden you see anything and you're like, okay, yeah. My mother, you know, she's a social worker. Oh, okay. But automatically you don't want to hear this. My mother, you know, my mama worked for DFACS. Oh, your mama be taking people's kids.
Bruh, facts, though. Nah, you're right, though. You're right, man. I ain't gonna lie.
And it's like, bruh, like, that's
the stigma on them.
Yes. It's bruh, like, you like... Then you go home. Now, as a child, you go home. You got questions for mom. Mom, you be taking people kid? Hey, who told you that?
Yeah, facts, bro. Ain't that crazy, though, that dynamic?
Yeah. But then this the part that you never hear, though. But if we doing what we supposed to be doing, now granted there's certain situations, man, that they're like anomalies where you just get caught up in the wrong type of thing. You know?
Yeah, of course.
But
man,
for the most part, if you know,
come on, man.
That's the part people not gonna talk about. That's the part people not gonna talk about.
That's facts.
You know what I'm saying? Like
they hate talking about that part.
Yeah. Like that's real, come on, man. Come on. We all not doing it right. I'm just, you know.
That's what I love to hear. You know, that's real. That's real, man. Like, that's what I love to hear, man. So hey, we gotta keep it 100.
I'm gonna keep it. Yeah, it's a real talk podcast. That's right. So I'm gonna keep it 100 tonight. Shout out to the social workers,
man. Facts. You know what I'm
saying? And those that work for the, you know, D-Facts.
Come on, man. D-Facts. Yeah, one time.
But now, if you're going out purposely taking people's kids, you're wrong. You know,
bro, I seen this one thing, man. It was crazy. So the dude came. I don't know the backstory or anything. But I guess the parent, the DFAS worker, went up to talk to him about his parent, parenting, whatever the case may be. But the dude had his phone set up. Dude had a dude in a chokehold. Bruh, straight full Nelson. I'm like, what was this about? Till the dude passed out. I'm like, so, bro, that's crazy.
Who was locked up?
The social worker was locked up. The DFAS dude, the parent had him in the...
I was getting ready to get to that part because it's one of the most dangerous. That's why I said it's one of the most messiest, trashiest, nastiest jobs that exist. Like, just honestly, you know, like, as a child, man, when people used to be up there slandering, you know, people like my mother as a child, you don't know what type of trauma I went through because I'm sitting there thinking, it used to be moments where I'd be terrified for my mother. I'm like, yo, Mama, I don't know what type of situation she about to get into. And it's like a lot of times it was bad, man, because yeah, it calls for you sometimes to go into a rough environment, a rough home, a broken home. You know, when you're dealing with defiant individuals, right, adults.
You're dealing with families.
Yeah.
All that like, stuff. Yeah. That's a lot to come with.
And then like, yeah.
And you know what's crazy though, man? I think it takes a shout out to your moms too, man, for being able to do that, man, because it's like that's a service based job. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And it's like it's needed, man. Like those programs and like those types of individuals are needed, man.
Yeah.
And it's like it's crazy to me how like kids know that. They know that slogan, like it's already got a stigma to it.
Yeah.
But where does that come from? Why is that said? Who says it?
Yeah.
You feel me? Like yeah. what kind of all that stuff is mixed up in there.
And that's the crazy part about it, cause like our environment, our culture, you know what I'm saying? Like
Don't talk to 12. Don't talk to the police. Yeah, don't do this. Don't do that.
And it's like, man, and the crazy part about it, they just want the best for the child. That's it, you know, like, really. Well, I can't say, again, I can only speak on the one, like, the job title itself is supposed to be set up.
Right. It only works as good as the people that's in it.
It's no different than the president that you have in office. It's like, you know why it's there.
Mm-hmm.
But it's only as good as who's there.
Yeah, that's 100%.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm just...
It's like a car, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
We can't get mad at... Okay, accidents happen, but the car didn't do... We might be headed pretty soon where the car will be doing it itself.
Bro, you know what's funny is... not to get off on a tangent, man, but they were talking about... electric cars and stuff like that. And it's like the malfunctions and things that happen.
Yeah.
And I'm like... the door. We had moved into a new area and the door kept clicking open. Like, it kept clicking by itself open. I was like, bro, imagine the people with the locks that lock their house with their phone and stuff. Or, like, in a safety environment, like, you're trying to lock your car and it won't lock. Like, bro, that's crazy, bro. Like, that's why I don't really mess with the low electric thing.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
Certain things I won't go electric with.
Yeah, it's like, man, the more we start to become dependent on that, the more we start losing out. We really lose out on... which should be natural.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, seriously.
What's wrong with turning the key, man?
Yeah.
What's wrong
with that, like, bro? That's the problem. We always want to go smart to the point that we dumb. You know what I'm saying?
The eye scan. Yeah. That's going to be next. You got to scan in your eye to get in the
boy,
house.
Boy, look here.
What if you got no shades? What if you came from the eye
man,
doctor?
Look here, man.
You done dilated your pupils. They like, nah, you under the influence. You can't come in.
Yes, man. Yeah. Now you kicked out of your own house. You sleeping on the porch. You can't even get in your car because now your car and the house synced together.
They both against you.
Yeah.
Man, that's hilarious, bro.
And you find out the person that's behind it all is Siri.
Bruh, facts. Facts. That's hilarious. But nah,
but
man,
yeah.
We got 5 minutes, bro.
Yeah, man.
That's funny, bro. That's hilarious. Nah, man, I'm with you, man.
It's definitely, man. This one, it took a different turn tonight, man.
Hey, we just flow with it, man. Yeah, I like that, bro. The last few minutes, man, like, you got anything like on your mind, anything you want to say, anything that resonate, bro, leave with the people?
Well, like, I'll go into touch bases with this real quick. shouts out to my son, he reaching out. But when they want something, boy, they want something.
Right. They reached that level yet, man.
And it cannot wait.
Yo, can you imagine, though? Daddy, I want this. Yeah. Daddy, can you give me this? And a screenshot of it.
Look at this.
How you know how to do that, son? Look at
this. Here ain't even important no more.
Bro, that's crazy, bro.
I'm telling you, man.
Don't let it blow up, bro. Oh, man. We get some kind of bread, some notoriety. Boy, look at Daddy, we see you got 100,000?
Yeah.
Then let me say something.
That's how I be, though.
Yo, facts. Give me a shout out.
Man, yo, look at it, man.
Funny, man.
But something that's been marinating on me real hard lately, man, is like this topic, which we discussed it previously, man. And it's dealing with those moments in which you face situations at work, you face them, you know, through sports, anywhere that life has the opportunity to happen, it can happen, you know. Right. And I like to I call these moments, man. When we get upset, I call them controlled outrage moments.
Mm.
Like, what is a controlled outrage moment? First of all, start with the first part of the word control. Is like just being, having the ability to actually to make sure that you're in.
You heard that, bro?
Did I hear?
That wasn't control
at all. Nah, that was unsanctioned,
man. Need to get some food in.
And I feel that, but me too. For real, for real. But nah, like, just making sure that we're able to stand on business even when like an unexpected storm happens. Mm-hmm. Like making sure that we able to function properly. Yeah, that's a better way of saying it. Like just functioning properly. Even when proper doesn't even seem to exist at that moment, but you control your own atmosphere. You know,
that's super real.
You know, but really, and truly, outrage is within you. It's like, how can I control what's within ball and trying to escape? Like,
that's real. That's a good question, man, because it's like, I think it comes down to like, you have to ask yourself, and I do it unconsciously. It goes from I'm angry to I'm feeling angry. What I'm gonna do about it? Or what's causing this? Like, those are the questions I ask. Okay, cool. I hear this person yelling at me, cussing at me, trying to spit on me. Why are they trying to do this? What are they like? What's happening to make this person react like that? Was it something I did? Okay, I can explain that. Was it something somebody else did? Well, look, man, I'm just walking into this. I'm trying to figure out the situation, blah, blah, blah. So that, asking those types of questions help to try to diffuse it before it get crazy.
That's interesting how you put that, man. You said, am I angry? Or?
No, I was like, instead of saying I'm angry, I'm feeling angry.
And it's crazy because if you really look at it, man, and in life, how it happens is you feel before it becomes real.
Right.
It's like you make it real through how you feel. Is I'm feeling depressed. Then next thing you know, an hour later, I'm depressed.
Yeah, facts.
It's full blown. You didn't call it. You know what I'm saying? You didn't create your real through how you feel. You know, I like how you put that, man. Nah. So like, I was thinking about certain things, man, like performance evaluation. You know, when you dealing with control outrage, does it affect your performance evaluation? Like evaluating yourself, your performance. Like, what impact does that have on that? What does that look like?
That's real, bro. I think it's true, because it's like, that goes to how you're able to carry yourself. You know what I mean? Like certain situations you involve yourself in, or you just happen to, just because you're in a role, a certain role, have a certain title, they're going to be brought to you.
Yeah.
And you can't handle it how you would normally handle it without that responsibility.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And, you know, within the midst of that, like, do you allow yourself to go off script? Because at that point in time, it's like, are you under control or are you not? You know?
I think that go, not, I like how you said that. Do you allow yourself to go off strip? I think sometimes it's needed sometimes. Like sometimes you need to go, hey, and handle that real quick and you're then right. tone it back down. You know what I'm saying?
Right. But when I find that to be most ideal is still when you are under the influence of strategic impact, meaning that, you know, you're looking at it and you know, all right, I'm going to have to give them a taste of something they ain't seen before. You know, I believe that this is the most effective way that I can actually reach this group, this person, whoever. But in doing so, the strategic part about it, I'm going to reach them. I'm going to reach them from an angle in which I know this is all they know. But the difference is, I'm just not going to use the wordage that they
That's a huge impact too. Yeah. That's control.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Man. Yeah.
Like, no, like even when an argument or something like that, not cursing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But you update.
They hit hard.
Speaking with authority, but you ain't said one word yet. That, you know what I'm saying? Facts. And they looking for you. Aha! See, I told you he was one of us.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? It's those moments. The next thing is, control outrage. You start thinking about the arena in which you are in when you have to control yourself. Is it a professional arena?
Right.
You know, even in the sporting arena, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It really, every...
I take it a bit farther, even in the streets.
Oh,
you
got to
have control of outrage, bro.
Yeah, you're right, bro.
You feel me?
You're
like, let's keep it a buck, man. Like, even in the streets,
at the grocery store.
At the grocery store. Something as simple as buying a candy bar, bro. Control outrage, man.
Man, look here, bro. Just sometimes, man, somebody pull up here, but you were already here waiting. Now, y'all waiting on that parking space. Now, this person, you sitting there thinking to yourself in your head, you like, bro, the person is back in, getting ready to back out. I know they saw me here. At least let them go their way. You know what I'm saying? But they do the opposite and go. It's like, man, you sitting there thinking for that moment, man, they blocking me, man. I can't even get in there. I know this car bet not. You know what I'm saying? You sitting there thinking, and then you start seeing that car move.
Yo, you know what? I think the best practice, man, for me with control outrage is watching other people outrage.
Yeah.
I think that's the best practice because you see, like, I'm thinking about a moment I saw yesterday. I was going to somewhere and I saw a dude on a moped trying to, like, doing hand signals and things like that at a car. And I'm just looking like,
now you are
watching it.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah.
Both of them are angry doing their thing, but it's just like, who's at a disadvantage?
That's what I was thinking about. Right. Like, bro, you are not protected at all.
But say that again.
You are not protected
at
all. And
that goes into, like you said, what arena am I in? Professional? You could be sued. You could be this. You could be that.
You're not protected.
Come on, man. What's the outcome?
And who has the most to lose?
Come on, man.
Because that's the moment you, as the young folks say, crash out.
It's over with.
First of all, listen to it. Bro. Crash out. You are not protected.
You crash out.
Man, if you're in a car and you crash out, I'm thinking like the image that I get in my head, bro, you flying through the windshield.
What's some dummies with the little
crash dummies?
Yeah, crash dummies.
That's all you are.
Bags,
you, man. Yeah.
You let other people do that to you. You let your emotions do that to you.
You're right. Bro, one thing about a crash dummy, they there for the ride, though. You crash out. Oh, you just there for
some
the ride.
People, but you know, we know some people like that. They live and die for that.
Man, certain people,
Trigger man.
Man, I ain't lying. Exactly. Certain people, man, the only reason they ever go anywhere is simply because they waiting for the next moment to crash out.
Or either you bring them with you.
That's
like,
it.
Bro, I already know, bro.
Yeah, that's a goon.
Only for...
The sad part about it, they know who they are.
Ah, that's funny. But it's real. It's true, man. I think that, yeah, that's real. But we gotta wrap this up, man. I got some food in
me. Yeah, man. You ain't no, let me see.
Right, that's hilarious.
So check this out. I got a couple more. I'm gonna go in and run through these real quick. So controlled outrage. First of all, why is it needed? That's one of the biggest questions to even ask yourself. Why is it needed? You know what I'm saying? From that should help you to become aware of your surroundings, aware of what could possibly go wrong. You know what I'm saying? Just aware. You know what I'm saying? Then controlled outrage. What's the benefits of it? You know what I'm saying? Like these, like we really like, you know, we diving deep now.
You got to,
you
bro.
Know,
you
got but to. It's got to be a benefit that yeah. happens that doesn't allow you to crash out.
Right, facts,
you
know what I'm saying?
And then ultimately, controlled outrage. What do the results look like?
Bro, that's hard, man. Honestly, bro, like I would advise people, man, to do this before you get into a situation. But sometimes all you can do is do this after. Most of the times it's how it happened in life. Like you do it after the fact. Man, after report, after action report. You feel me?
That's the worst sometimes. Man. You behind bars. I should have never
bro.
Did it.
Sometimes, yeah, you're right. Sometimes, yo, that's the ultimate. That's the ultimate. But nah, E, that was dope, man. I ain't gonna lie, bro. That was hard. I like that.
Yeah, man.
This is Real Talk Podcast, man. Hopefully you laugh with us, man. You joke with us. You got something from it. We post every Thursday. Please like, share, comment, man. The Real Talk Podcast.
Don't crash out, y'all.
Don't do it, man. Peace.
Real talk.
We appreciate you giving us a listen. If you like this episode and would like to engage with us or support, reach out through our social media platforms, linked in the description. Tune in every Thursday to check out new episodes. See you next week.